I am your narcissistic mother-in-law. Of course, I hate you with passion and I'm going to do everything in my capacity to hurt you. Do you know why? Because you took away my most precious possession from me, my son. I got him here. I gave him birth. He was mine. He had to serve me. But you came in like a storm and now he is with you. I can't stand that. I can't tolerate that. You are the obstacle in my way, and I am justified in inflicting maximum pain. I want you to suffer. Since the day he was born, I groomed him. I smothered him. I made him believe I'm the best mother ever. That is how he sees me, and I will intervene on every occasion. I'll steal it away from you. I'll hug him first on your gender reveal party. I'll be the one to steal away your hug, to steal away that kiss, that hug of appreciation that makes you feel special and that makes you feel like you are on a journey with your partner. I am going to be that partner to him. And here is why. Because I see him that way. He's a replacement for my absent husband who was never there. So I raised my son. There is emotional incest, even though I will never ever acknowledge that. But I see him like that. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm your narcissistic mother-in-law. I will berate you, humiliate you, put you down every time you're not feeling well. You need some kind of assistance or you want to rest. I'm going to name call you. I'm going to frown upon you. I'm going to make it seem like you're always sick, you're always complaining. If you bring up a concern, that is valid. If you express your emotional needs, if you try to have some space, I'll mock you. I'll drain the soul out of you because, as I said, I'm jealous of you. You are my direct competition. And I see you as a slave, as a robot, as a machine that has to keep running, that has to keep serving me and my son. That is your only job. That's why we got you involved in this narcissistic mini cult of a family. There's nothing else for you to do. You're here to perform. And the moment you fail, I will devalue you. I will leave no stone unturned in trying to stir chaos. Whenever I see a small flaw in you, I will exaggerate it. I'll make a mountain out of a molehill. I'll make my son think you are characterless. You're full of flaws and you were a bad choice. Also, I won't let him leave you, but I won't let you stay with him in peace. That is not my agenda. That's not okay with me. I want to see you suffer every single moment. And I am the master victim. I'll always pretend to be in pain because of you. I'm your narcissistic mother-in-law. I'm a monster. And here's why. I am going to put you down, your family down. I'm going to question your values, their values. I'm going to question the parenting of your parents every single time you express righteous anger. You ask for what is rightfully yours because in my eyes, you have no rights in my house. It's my kingdom. I am the queen bee. I rule. I decide who does what. And you are acting out of character. The character I have created for you in my mind. I have put you in a mold. Why aren't you performing the way I expect you to perform? So I will punish you by belittling them because I know that will cause you maximum suffering. I will find excuses to call your mother, to call your father, and then berate them as well subtly. Make them feel ashamed of themselves and ashamed of having a daughter like you because after all, it's their fault. So I will involve your siblings as well, everybody, so that they start abusing you via proxy. They will do my work for me. I just have to pretend to be the victim of your doings and say, oh, things are not going right because you are doing all these things. And then they will do my job because they want you to fix the family. They won't understand what's actually going on because I won't let them. And that is how I create my minions against you. I'm your narcissistic mother-in-law. I'm a clown. I'll always put on a show. I'll create chaos, drama to cause you trauma. Do you know how? I know how to push buttons that I have installed in my son. And he comes back from work. I'll sulk. I'll pretend to be in a lot of pain. And then he'll come in and ask me, what's going on? I won't tell him. And then he'll go on and on until I see he starts raging. And then he naturally guesses you have done something. And then I'll pretend to be the nicest mother ever. You don't have to do that. I'm fine. I'm okay. I don't matter anymore. Please. I value your relationship with your wife. It's fine. Things happen. When in reality, I have done my job of triggering him to the max. This way, I won't only keep him under my thumb, but everybody in the family, in the entire family, so that they think you're crazy. They're like me. They're my creation. So it's highly likely that they would listen to me more than you, because I'm the matriarch. I decide what happens overtly, covertly. I'm the one who rules. I'm the one who will always try to intervene in your life. And so will they. I will tell them to move and they will move. I puppeteer them. That is my biggest power against you, because who will be there to support you? We'll be all alone, and you won't even have your husband by your side who could hold you, support you. He'll always blame you for hurting his mommy dearest, kindest mother that I am. I'm your narcissistic mother-in-law. It's my job to make you feel stupid for the way you are raising your children. I'll always want you to give that authority to me. I'll decide when they get to do what they have to do. I'll decide which school they go to. I'll decide when they wean off naturally. I'll decide what they eat. I'll decide everything. I'll try to spoil them. And if you try to stop me, I'm going to make it seem like you're such a cruel mother. You are such a strict mother. And that way I'll be able to alienate them from you. I'll make them think you don't want them to have a relationship with me, so that they start hating you. And they think, oh wow, our grandma is so amazing. She is so generous because she brings all these gifts, clothes, video games and all that crap, when that's nothing but my way of controlling them. I will always want to know what they are doing. I'll show up like a creep anytime and would command you to let me see them. I would ask you to remove yourself from the way, as if you had no role in bringing them here. In my eyes, let me tell you the truth, in my eyes, you're nothing but an incubator. My son did the job. You just held the seed in your womb. What else did you do? Now I own them. You don't matter. Your existence doesn't matter. They are mine. So I will do what I please. I'm a narcissistic mother-in-law. When nothing works, I'll use inheritance against you. I will always dangle that and make it seem like if you do not comply, if your children do not comply, I'm going to take their name off of it. I'm going to cut it off, gone, and you won't get even a penny. And my son will always be there to support me. He won't have a say. If your son by any chance listens to you, he's gone. And then I will target him through guilt-tripping him, belittling him, blaming him, and playing all those covert mind games so that he is back playing his role that he's supposed to. He's nothing without that identity. I have gifted that to him. I'll use everything I can. My ruthlessness knows no bounds. I look like a human, but I'm not. I don't have any emotions. I don't have any empathy for you. Now, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuser recovery professional. I am extremely sorry if any of what I said triggered you, but I had to say it. I know it's very hard to hear all these things, especially when you have experienced it, and now you know it was intentional, because it was always. It's my job to bring truth to surface and to help you know that it was real, that it happened to you. You were not crazy. You didn't make it up. I am sending you a lot of love and healing, and I wish that you get over the trauma very soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to me. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.